Word of God.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Pray for me.
Amen.
I went off and left my glasses this morning. My voice is kind of shaky and scratchy. Giving honor to God, to you, the Antioch family, to those of you who are visiting with us today, if there be any, and those that are listening by radio, Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that's taken from Acts, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 3. Acts, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 3. Where we find these words which are recorded. And in those days, when the number of the disciples were multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because of their women, widows, were neglected in their daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, "It is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve table. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business." Thank you. You may be seated.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Hurst.
Ram in the bush.
Yeah. I want to use a topic this morning: the position of deacons and deaconesses working for the Lord.
Amen.
The position of deacons and deaconesses working for the Lord. In Acts, the 6th chapter, this will not be a shouting message, but a teaching, learning message.
Amen.
And those that are listening by radio, take your notes. You won't shout. In this 6th chapter, it speaks of the qualification of deacons. And in 1 Timothy 3:11, it speaks of deacon, but it also speaks of their wife or deaconesses.
Yeah.
For it states, "Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderers, sober, faithful in all things." When we think about deaconesses, there are some similarities between deacon and deaconesses.
Yes, there are.
And because we are recognizing our deacon and deaconesses today in ordination and in installation,
We
wanted to share with you some of the things concerning what a deacon and a deaconess would be.
Amen.
First, deacons are leaders. Because of the very nature of their calling and their work.
Yeah.
Deacons were, we are told, were to lead within the church.
Good job.
And secondly, deaconesses, on the other hand, are women with duties similar to those of a deacon.
Yeah.
These women provide pastor's care as well as mentoring, care for the sick or the poor. She is one who is able to teach as well as doing missionary work as well. She is a woman who is selected by the church to assist the clergy or the pastor.
Good job.
As pastor, we have the responsibility to lead.
Yeah.
Lead by equipping the church spiritually.
Yeah.
Deacons and deaconesses lead by equipping the church physically.
Yeah.
Let's rewind.
Yeah.
Pastors have the responsibility to lead by equipping the church spiritually.
Yeah.
Deacons and deaconesses lead by equipping the church physically.
Yeah, yeah.
That sound like work.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
From this passage in Acts, it deals with the calling of the very first deacons. And it can also be applied to deaconesses as well. This morning we will examine several aspects of the ministry of both deacon and deaconesses. We will see the deacons, we will see first of all the need for deacons in verses 1 and 2 and verse 4.
Yeah.
Deacons were needed because the church was growing.
Yeah, yeah.
The deacons were needed because the church was growing.
Yes, sir.
In verse 1, it states, in those days when the number of the disciples were multiplying, they were experiencing rapid church growth.
Yeah.
Here's why. For it states in Acts 2 and 47, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved.
Yeah.
The Lord, not the pastor. The Lord increased the church member numbers. The people became Christians, which implied to be Christ-like.
Uh-huh.
So we are vessels. Each and every one of us have responsibility to pastor, to lead. The deacon and deaconesses have the responsibility of physically doing the work so that the pastor could take a load off of the pastor as well.
Yeah.
We are told, as the church grew, so did the problem. To whom much is given, much is required.
Yeah.
As the church began to grow, so did the problem.
Yeah.
The bigger the church, the bigger the problem.
Yeah.
For it states in Acts 2 and 47, it tells us there were more people to be taught, more people to be helped, more people to be visited, and more people to feed.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can see what would happen. The result of this tells us that not only was the groundwork being set, but it tells us that because of this increasing number of people and all of the work that was about to take place, there needed to be a change within the structure of the ministry.
Yes,
this unusual growth created change in the way they operated. Mm-hmm. Today, churches have the same problem.
Yeah.
As we reach more people, add more people to ministries too, we need more leaders to help meet those needs.
Yes, sir.
One can't minister to 100 people the way we do 50.
Yeah.
One can't minister to 200 people the way we do 100.
Yeah, yeah.
We can't minister to 300 people the way we do 200. We need more deacons and deaconesses to help us facilitate more growth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It was not an accident that we saw hundreds of people from all over the state and all over the city coming to this area seeing what this church has done.
Yeah.
And we were able to talk to two young men who were looking for a church home. And we prayed with them and we invited them to come here.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because we were doing ministries in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So we need more deacons and deaconesses to help the facility for more growth. Deacons were needed because the church was divided. There was a complaint raised against the Hebrews or Jewish believers by the Hellenic Greek believers, because in other words, the Greek felt that the Jews were shortchanging them. They felt devalued. When this usually happened, people leave or they fight.
Yeah, yeah.
When one group feel that they are being shortchanged or not respected, they usually rebel, leave, or fight.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we see here where they didn't feel valued, and it created the problem. We are told that the deacon helped solve this problem. at Antioch, at this church.
Yeah.
Our vision states that we will be a unified body of Christ.
Yeah, yeah.
Unified body simply says that we're all on one accord, we're all working together, we're all striving for the same objective, striving for the same goal because of what the Lord has mandated for us to be.
Yes, sir.
We cannot move the church forward if we are divided, fighting, arguing, complaining, and criticizing one another.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm reminded of one of my members coming to me and said, Pastor, I heard something being said and I nipped it in the bud.
All right. Yeah.
And the pastor didn't even ask what the problem was. This was several months back, maybe a year or so.
Yeah.
But there are times that the pastor can't see everything that's going on or see all of the problems that's within the church. And that's where the deacons and the deaconess come in. You are my arm. You are my support that will help me maintain the unity within the structure of the church.
Yeah.
Ladies, when somebody is out of place, get them back in place.
Yeah.
Spiritually.
Yeah.
And with love.
Yeah.
Same thing with the deacons.
Yeah.
If you hear it, stop it, get people back in harmony with the word.
Yes, sir.
And do it with love.
Yes, sir.
There are a lot of times we do things in such a meaningful way that will draw people, that will allow them to grow spiritually, that won't send them away.
Yes, sir.
So it tells us the deacons begin to solve this problem by bringing people together. It says, because they were hurting, the deacon said, in verse 2, it says, then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them. The apostles or pastors of the early church said, it is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables.
Yeah.
They said in verse 4, we shall give ourselves continuously to prayer and to the ministry of the word. It's important for pastors and preachers to consistently study God's word, to prepare and to make our messages so simple and plain that everybody, even the child, can understand it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, but it takes time for that to manifest. It tells us here, the pastors knew their place. They knew that they had been called, gifted, and commissioned by God for a special ministry. I value what God has given me.
Yeah.
I value the seriousness of the ministry that we
have. Yeah, yeah.
We preached on yesterday, and one of the young men from, he said he was from Atlanta. And he said, he pulled me to the side, and he said, I value and appreciate the very words that you preach.
Yeah.
Anyhow, you don't know the impact it has when a pastor is encouraged.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Because a lot of time, only person that hear me is Sister Man.
Yeah.
How did I do, Sister Man? Did I make it plain? And I always struggle because I want to make sure that I'm coming across to you in a spiritual way that will increase your spiritual walk with the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
KAYT, Shreveport, Greenwood, 92.5.
Aren't you tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, paying extremely high interest rates on very small loans? Do you want to make more money? My name is Catrice Mason. I will help you remove any inaccurate, erroneous, and obsolete information from your credit file, including foreclosures, student loans, judgments, late payments, repossessions, bankruptcies, tax liens, charge-offs. It doesn't matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You can also get your credit repaired for free. I'm also looking for like-minded entrepreneurs who are interested in earning additional income. You have the opportunity to be your own boss, make residual income, get paid weekly, make your own hours, and you can work from anywhere.